then Mama, she would cook dinner. She'd cook sweet potatoes if it was that time of the year, and sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie and apple pies and apple turnovers and apple, just everything whenever that season was in.
Well, now, when you all were out in the field, did she stay in the house and do the housework?
Yes, she did.
Uh-huh. Well, do you know how she made sweet potato pie?
Yes, sir, I know how to make it.
Well, would you tell me about it? Because my husband just loves sweet potatoes, and I've never made him any sweet potatoes.
It's kind of how much you make. You know, Mama had a big family, and she'd make it up in a big old dish pan. She'd make 15 or 20 at one time.
Oh,
and I wouldn't last for one day.
Yeah, how many, 11 children did you tell
me?
Yeah, that's a big...
Well, after we all got up busy, see, that's all we done was eat and work. We didn't do nothing else. Until Sunday we played.
Uh-huh.
And on Saturday we washed and ironed.
Uh-huh.
And then we just put things in the house.
Well, tell me how to make potato pie.
You take the potatoes, you get you some good uniform potatoes, not no bumpy ones or no cracked up ones or nothing like that. Just the best.
Uh-huh.
And you get them about big as your fist, or you get them about this big as your two fists.
Mm-hmm.
And you put them all in, boil them in some water.
How long do you boil them?
Well, you boil them till they get done. You can stick a fork in them, or either a knife or
just
something.
Until they get sort of soft.
You can stick it clean down through them, and you can tell when they get done, the skin will kind of go to loosening up, see, and it'll kind of bust off of them. But you can stick that knife in there, and you know just exactly when they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But not too big a knife, you know, just don't make no great big hole anywhere to pop open, but just stick it down in there, and you can tell it's done. And you take them and you peel them. You lay them out in the pan, let them cool a little bit, not put them too cool. And you peel them. Get all that outside off of them, stems, ends, and all.
Mm-hmm.
And you take them then and you mix you some milk. I always use buttermilk with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I use butter with mine. I put butter in them. And I put buttermilk in them. And I put spices in them.
What kind of spices?
Well, it's just the spice, you know, all spice.
Oh, I see, uh-huh.
Or either you can use nutmeg if you like that, mm-hmm. whatever kind of flavor.
All spice is good, I like that.
And you can put vanilla flavor in them if you like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good in them. And you make your crust. You can buy them already made now. But you make your crust out of flour and shortening and buttermilk. Some makes them out of water, but I never have made mine out of water because it makes it too tough.
Uh-huh.
I like to tend the crust as well as I do a tender pie.
Mm-hmm.
So I make them up with buttermilk and I roll them out. Got a big board and roll them out, put some flour on that board and put that water dough up there. I get it all about that big and cover the pan. You know, make a big shell,
mm-hmm.
all around the pan. And I place it in the pan and I keep placing it till I get it just like I want it in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it hangs too further over the side, I take a knife and, you know, clip it off around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I set it down there, and then I make up my potatoes. I take my hand, and I make them up just like making that bread.
Well, now, do you put brown sugar or something in them?
Well, you put, call it how many you got, you can put sugar to taste, or you can make them real sweet.
Uh-huh.
I always make mine a little bit sweeter than I like it, because some folks might like it sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
You can taste it when you get it all made up, and you can taste it and see how you like it. And if it ain't sweet enough for you, you can put some more in. Because when it cooks, that cooks some of that milk and stuff down in it, see.
Mm-hmm.
It dries out as it cooks.
Yes, it has to be soupier when you put it in the thing.
Yeah, it has to be wet or co-op spoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real good, too. And you mix that butter. Well, you can put 2 sticks of butter, or you can put one, depending on how much you got. But you can get 3 potatoes. And that 1 stick of butter, and 2 cups of milk, and about 2 cups of sugar,
mm-hmm.
or probably might take 3.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you can't never get all the potatoes same size, you see.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to use some of your own judgment when you cook things like that, cause you can't never get it just like you want.